An American citizen of Lebanese descent, a U.S. Army veteran, is missing in Liberia. Nabil Haj disappeared during fighting around the capital, Monrovia, this summer. Haj is part of Monrovia's Lebanese business community and was also serving as a volunteer warden at the U.S. Embassy there. On August 5th, a commander of one of Liberia's rebel groups was photographed wearing a U.S. Army jacket bearing Haj's name. His sister, Miata Haj, will soon leave for Liberia, hoping to find her brother. She joins us now. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Your brother served in the U.S. Army, yet he was living in Liberia during very chaotic times there. Tell us a bit about his background.
Nabil was born, both of us were born in Chester, South Carolina. My mother's American. My father was Lebanese-Liberian. In 1990, I have to go back. In 1990, unfortunately, we lost our father to the uprising in Liberia when Charles Taylor took over. My mother at the time was residing there, and a few years later, my brother went to take over the businesses that we had there so that my mother could move back to the States and be with her younger children, my younger siblings. So Nabil has been there since the late 90s, basically taking care of our businesses there.
And describe briefly the family business is what?
Basically what we do, we sell machinery equipment for building wells, cutting keys, and basically anything that had to do with machinery.
When was the last time you heard from him?
I heard from him maybe the second week of July was the last time I heard from him. I had received an email from him. But my mother actually spoke with him 2 weeks prior to the first article, August 5th, that was in the New York Times, I'm sorry.
And what did they talk about?
They were talking about the rebel leader that had Nabil's uniform on. And we saw the picture, and it also had his name in there, the uniform bearing the name Haj on there, and that really captured our attention.
So the implication from that photograph and also from some reports in Liberia is that he was seized by rebels. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Why would they target him?
And I'm going to quote what they said, they saw him as being a big potato, meaning that he had his business, so therefore he had money. Most of the rebel soldiers, the people that they captured were Lebanese folks that owned their own businesses and that they could pay, those folks that would be able to pay any amount of ransom asked for them to be returned.
Have people been paying ransom, do you know?
I know that in the Lebanese community, yes, they have been paying, and even on behalf of Nabil, they have been paying, but of course, you know, Nabil has not been released at this time.
Is the U.S. Embassy helping with the search for your brother?
They have been doing very minimal, in my opinion. Most of the information that they have gathered or the leads that they have followed up on have come from me. I've been making calls to Liberia every day, sometimes 2-3 times a day. Talking to friends that are there who were able to get information from sources that are able to go behind the rebel line. When I get this information, I pass it on to the American Embassy, who in turn try to follow up on it. But it's frustrating because they're waiting, it seems as if they're waiting for me to feed them that information.
How are you getting information? How do you have any leads at all as to what happened?
My leads are basically coming from phone calls that I've been making to Liberia and talking to friends and family there. However, I'm hoping that if anyone knows of anything, they will contact us, if you're in Liberia, contact the American Embassy. Basically, we need any assistance that we can get, and I'm reaching out and asking for anyone that knows anything to please contact us.
Miata Haj is leaving soon for Liberia, where she hopes to find her missing brother. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.